Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Superman, the idol of millions of American kids. In comic strips and on the radio, Superman is the avenger of the underdog, the champion of justice. And tonight, we the people have at our Gulf Oil microphone, Superman himself, as well as the men who created him, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Say, what are you looking at me like that for, Marlo? Were you expecting Superman?
Well, gee, fellas, for two little guys, you certainly dreamed up a big hunk of man.
We created Superman when we were high school kids in 1933. Like all kids, Joe and I had some run-ins with a school bully. We'd been chased by cops for things we didn't do. People stepped all over us in buses and streetcars. The little people everywhere were taking a beating.
Yeah, it burned us up. But one day I really got mad. The teacher caught me helping the school bully with an algebra test. She let him go, but kept me after school. I got home just in time to see the bully stepping out with my best gal. I got hold of Jerry and said, "Let's show that guy some muscle."
And I said, "Yeah? Whose muscle?"
Well, anyhow, we got to thinking. Everybody dreams of being big and strong. Everybody likes to think someone will come and see that justice is done. So that very night, we sat down and put that dream on paper. Superman was born. He was the most powerful man in creation. It took us 6 long years to sell the idea. But now look at us.
Oh, don't ask him to do that, Joe.
Why? What's wrong with us?
Still no muscle.
Well, all right then, Milo. Meet the guy that does have muscle. The guy who's Superman himself on the radio. Clayton Collier.
How are you, Clayton? It's certainly nice to have you with us.
Thanks,
Say,
Milo.
Look, did you make that trip up here from Penn Station in one leap?
No, I was tired, Milo. I took a taxi. You know, Jerry and Joe think they have trouble. Just a couple of days ago, I came out of my house and found a small boy with his foot on the running board of my car. He looked at me and said, "You're Superman, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, that's right." He said, "Lift your car." I said, "Now look, son, you know I'm only an actor. I just play the part of Superman. Now get up like a good boy and let me go to work." He said, "All right, Mr. Collier. Lift your car." So I said, "Now, wait a minute. We've been all over that. Your father told you, so have I. You know who I am. You play with my kids. I teach your class at Sunday school." He said, "Sure, that's right. Lift your car."
Well, gee, Clayton, what did you do?
What could I do? I lifted the car and went to work. But after all, being Superman has its compensations, Milo. You know, recently our show has been pointed against intolerance and bigotry. About a month ago, I was honored at a meeting in Town Hall here in New York City where I was presented with an award of merit. That really made me proud of what the show is trying to do. When things like that happen, you can see why I get such a kick out of playing Superman. Well, Milo, as Superman would say in the voice he uses on the air, this is a job for Superman.
See you in the funny papers.